Welcome, friends. This is the Ears Canada podcast. My name is Mike. Joining me, as always, Chris McLennan, the owner of Ears Canada. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good. Let me just plug away on your company here for 1 second. Earscanada.ca. I'll give you that info again, and you'll find them at 1338 4th Ave, where we are doing this podcast today. But you also have a location in Thorold.
Yeah, that's right, Mike. We've actually just opened Thorold, and that clinic has been a long time in coming.
Okay.
We've been able to achieve quite a bit in our St. Catharines location. We were voted the best hearing clinic through the Reader's Choice in St. Catharines. Hey, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're very proud of that, given the fact that we opened during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So to be able to accomplish that, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then expand a year after that, we're incredibly proud of that. And that clinic in Thorold is actually open right next to Dr. Karami, otolaryngologist or an ENT. So it actually does very well. We've got a lot of testing that that we can provide and a lot of services for an area that I would say was almost underserved. So we want to be able to help people live the best life that they can possibly have. And opening this other clinic now gives us the ability to service the Niagara region in a way that we couldn't just from St. Catharines.
You know, funny enough, the next episode that we're going to do is about quality of life and hearing associated with that. I'll recommend after this one, you maybe listen to that one as well, because it puts a perspective on hearing that you may not have kind of thought of before.
Well, yeah, exactly. And you know what? Like so many things, the quality of life changes based on the technology that we have. And the technology in hearing aids, you would not believe how much that has changed. It, you know, the amount of time, the amount of years I've been in this industry and what I've seen is just mind-boggling.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah. Like, you think about a hearing aid right now that is smart enough to detect if you've fallen over.
What?
And from there, it would actually be able to send a text message to, say, a paramedic or your spouse or son or daughter. I mean,
so
it's
not
incredible.
It's not just a hearing aid, it's a life aid and potentially a lifesaver.
Exactly. I believe the term is a health aid. And right now, hearing aids have the ability to measure heart rate, measure body temperature. I see things in the near future where that hearing aid or that health aid is going to be able to do far more than just corrective hearing.
Okay, let's go right back to the basics. Okay, so I come in and I decide that we decide together that I need a hearing aid. I've got some choices.
Yeah.
Where does the base begin, and how cool is that compared to what it was?
Well, compared to what it was, like, you're not going to get a bad hearing aid. So you're going to look at an entry-level hearing aid, and compared to that premium-level hearing aid, there might be a wide gap, but that entry-level hearing aid compared to 5 years ago is still going to knock that old one out of the water.
Right.
So one of the big differences between entry-level and premium-level technology might be the ability to hear your own voice and to hear speech in noisy environments, mm-hmm. something that everybody struggles with.
Right.
And not everybody necessarily needs a premium hearing aid. Let's say that you don't spend much time outside of your house or your apartment. You like to have dinner alone. You like to watch TV. You don't necessarily need all the bells and whistles of a premium level hearing aid.
Of course.
So when you come in, based on your audiogram as well, that may also have an impact of what type or what style of hearing aid you're going to need.
I see. So you widen the spectrum a little bit based on the audiogram. Or narrow it based on that in some cases.
Exactly.
As well. And then the bells and whistles, as it were, you can decide on from there.
That's right. So we're going to go through a lifestyle assessment and see what your needs are. And you're going to have certain objectives that you want to get out of your hearing aid. So all of those things are going to help determine whether or not it's going to be charged with batteries or it's going to be a rechargeable hearing aid. Is it going to be a custom hearing aid that fits right inside your ear? Or is it going to be something that goes behind your ear? Do you want the smallest? Do you want, say, you know, there's just a lot of things that we really have to have a good understanding of what your needs are, what your wants are, what the budget is, and we make the recommendation based on that. But it really is a consultative process.
The customization of hearing aids, what's that process like?
The customization really comes back to that audiogram. So let's talk about technology and customization. Hearing aids are going to have certain things called memories. And one of the other cool features with these hearing aids is they may utilize the GPS in your phone to determine what that sound environment might be. So let's say you go to church frequently and you want to have your hearing aid set a certain way for church. Well, when you go into that church, that hearing aid via your phone is going to know where you are as per the GPS coordinates.
Wow.
And it's going to adjust itself based on that.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, that's just one of the cool things that I think people really don't understand how much is going on in a hearing aid.
I saw somebody answer the phone on their hearing aid, and I was like, a friend of mine, and I was like, that is really cool. He said, yeah, it's the best. He said, every time I'm talking to you, this is how I'm talking to you. And the audio quality from my end of it, from him talking, was incredible.
You don't know. It's better than the phone sometimes. Yeah. Like, you will have somebody who is going to be talking on that phone who never even had to touch their phone. So that call comes in, and they just nodded their head and started talking. They looked like a madman, but they were actually having a phone call.
And it doesn't matter if you're on your own or actually if you are a madman.
Yes, exactly.
Just embrace it. this has been highly informative. Okay, let me see if I've got this right. Even at the base level, the quality of hearing aids is not what you remember. It's much, much more advanced.
Absolutely. And even between all manufacturers, I would say all manufacturers have good hearing aids. You know, some are going to be better at certain things. Certain features may be more beneficial from one manufacturer over the other. But all in all, the technology is astounding.
And all the way to a customization where, oh my goodness, it knows you're at your favorite restaurant and the background noise is a little much and adjusts for that. This is a wide range of amazing technology.
Absolutely.
We are living in the future, Chris.
We are. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
George Jetson just went by in his bubble. Earscanada.ca for more information. We are coming to you live, recording this. I guess I shouldn't say live, but we are recording this live in person. We are not holograms. And we're doing that at 1338 4th Ave, which is and Suite 211, I should add that. The name of the building, I just saw it on the side, is the
Branscombe Center, also known as the Pathstone Building, and we're right above the pharmacy.
Okay, well, reach out to Chris if you'd like at 905-682-3277. Chris, you're a font of info.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you.
You know what? You bring the best out of me.
Aw, you're just saying that.